Honey, listen, I think we're gonna have to talk. What? No, it's nothing bad. Well, not anymore. Not for me, at least. But just listen and let me explain, okay? You know how much I love you, right? I really do. I mean, you buy me all of these beautiful dresses and heels, all this expensive jewelry and watches, and you always listen to me and encourage me. We have so much fun together. I really appreciate all of that. I appreciate you. The truth is, in the bedroom, it's just not working. I mean, honestly, I haven't been satisfied in years. Of course, I would tell you what to change if I thought it would make a difference, but this is something you can't really help. I mean, your penis is really small. Really, really small. I'm sorry, honey. You know I love you, but I can barely even feel it when you put it in, and you always come after just a few minutes. The only time I get to have an orgasm is when you go down on me, and that's great, and I enjoy it, but I need more. I need real sex. Why haven't I said anything? Well, I love you so much. I just didn't want to hurt your feelings. I thought I could figure something out or just get used to it, but you know how sexual I am. I've got a huge appetite for sex, and after all these years, I just have so much frustration pent up inside of me. So, do you remember that office party I went to last month? Well, I got a little bit drunk, and Jordan offered to drive me home. Jordan, don't you remember? You met him a couple months ago, I think. The tall, muscular black guy at the office. You joked about how he could be playing in the NFL, and instead he sits in front of a computer all day in a shirt and tie. Yeah, him. So, anyway, he offered to drive me home, and I accepted. On the way home, I just couldn't stop staring at his crotch. I think he might not have been wearing any boxers because I could clearly see how huge his dick was. I'm so sorry, honey. I was drunk and frustrated and horny, and I couldn't help myself. I just reached over and started rubbing his cock while he was driving. Oh, babe, he got rock hard in a second, and well, it's all a blur, really, but the next thing I remember, we were parked, and I was blowing his big cock in the car. And then I think I had a moment of guilt or realization, and I stopped and told him that I should go. But he said we were right in front of his apartment and that I should probably come up for a while and wait until I sober up a bit. And honestly, honey, I don't know what got into me, but I just looked at him and his cock was still out and it was huge and hard and I couldn't help but agree. And so I went up to his apartment and, well, we had sex for like 3 hours straight. I lost count of how many times he made me come. I haven't felt this satisfied since, well, probably forever. It was the best sex of my life, and once we finally stopped, I'm so sorry to say this, but I felt so happy. Oh, babe, I can see that you're upset, and I get it. You have all the reason to hate me. I'm a terrible wife, and I feel so stupid now, but... what? You forgive me? Are you sure? Oh, thank God, honey. I love you so much, and I'm so happy to hear that you understand. It's not like I'm not in love with you anymore. You know that, right? You're still the only one I love, I swear. But, well, there's something else. Something more that I haven't told you yet. Ever since that night when we first had sex in his apartment, well, I've been meeting with Jordan. How many times? I don't really know, honey. It's been like 2, maybe 3 times a week, I think. Oh, I'm sorry. I've been so bad. I couldn't help myself. After that night, I couldn't stop thinking about him and his big, thick cock and the passionate sex we had. And I knew that I needed to be fucked like that again. What? Now you're upset? Why are you shouting at me? What does it matter how many times? Cheating is cheating. It doesn't matter how many times I let him fuck me. At least I admitted it and I said I'm sorry. Really? Have you said you're sorry for not satisfying me? No, of course not. You're not the only victim here, you know. You've got everything. You always got to gloat in front of your friends about how hot your wife is, how amazing she is in bed. Please, I've heard you saying it. But I've got needs, too. And I'm sorry, but I can't exactly say the same about your sexual prowess, or lack of it. How am I supposed to enjoy sex with you when all you have is that little tiny thing? Oh, so now you think I'm a whore. What? I'm not worth it? Is that it? Well, guess what? Do you remember last night? How greedily you ate my pussy? How you said it tasted amazing? How it smelled even better than usual? Do you remember saying that, honey? Well, I wasn't late at work, you know. I was with Jordan last night, and we had sweaty, rough sex at his place, and when he was about to pull out, I wrapped my legs around him and told him to come deep inside me. I wanted to feel what it was like to get fucked by a real man. Oh, and when he came, oh, I came too, just milking his fucking big cock of all that cum. Fuck, it was amazing. And so, all you really did last night, babe, was eat a hung black guy's cum right out of your wife's pussy. Surprised? What? What is it? Why are you covering yourself? Are you hard right now? What the fuck? Are you getting hard when I talk about how much Jordan pounded me with his big black cock? Is that it? Wow. Well, do you want me to continue? Do you want me to tell you exactly how he got on top of me while I laid on my stomach and pounded my tight little cunt? Oh, honey, I was moaning so loud. I was grabbing the sheets with both of my hands because I could feel his weight on me and his huge cock forcing its way inside my tight little pussy. Oh, and you know how tight it is after only taking your tiny cock for all these years. Oh, fuck yeah. He stretched it out so good and filled me up so much I swear I could even feel the veins on his thick black cock pumping into me. And then he turned me over and climbed on top of me and pushed his cock deep in my throat, and all I could do was gag on his big cock while gasping for air. Oh, you don't even get close to my throat, do you? Oh, and after that, when I got his cock all soaking and slobbery wet with my spit, he slid back down and shoved his wet dick into me missionary style, and oh, he pounded me so fucking hard. He didn't stop until I was completely sore and full of his cum. You like that, honey. You like thinking about me and Jordan, don't you? Well, maybe that's not such a bad thing, babe. Maybe, you know, we could have a little arrangement here. Well, I mean, we're still married, and that doesn't have to change. Like I said, I really do still love you, and you still love me too, right? I thought so. You see, we're so good together. Why don't we just make a compromise so we're both happy? Don't you want that too? Yes, exactly. So, I'm gonna keep seeing Jordan and have amazing fucking sex with him. But I'm still gonna be your loving wife, and you're still gonna be my sweet husband. And every time I come home from him, you'll get to eat my pussy, and maybe you'll even find some of his delicious cum inside of me, and you'll get to eat that too. Who knows? Maybe he'll let you watch sometime. You know, watch me getting fucked by a big black cock. Fucked in my tight married white pussy. Fucked in my throat. And oh, I want to get fucked in my ass too, babe. I know I haven't let you do that to me, but oh, there's just something about Jordan that turns me on so much. It's like I'm a different person with him. When we're together, I just want to be his little slut. You should definitely be there to see that. It's going to be my first time taking a cock up my ass. Of course my husband should be there. What do you think? Really? You're excited? See? I knew this would work out. Oh, I love you so much. Give me a kiss, honey. You're so sweet. This really will work out for us. You'll see. Trust me. You don't know just how much I love you for this.